What's going on, guys? Welcome back to the Lion's Head Podcast with your host, Alex Duenas, where we talk about some real shit. I know it's been a minute. It's been like 6 days. It's been an interesting 6 days. But here we are. It's about like 50 degrees over here in Gainesville, Florida. And honestly, I want to speak about how you can use the opportunity of being frustrated and angry with your position in life as the gateway to making your next move. Okay, so we've all woken up and been unhappy with where we're at in life. And that was me like a couple days ago. Just dissatisfied, angry. And, you know, this podcast for me is more about being not super real with you guys, but it's like where we talk about real shit, you know? And so I talk to you guys a lot about my business and things like this on here because I like you guys. Even though I literally don't know who listens to my podcast, but it's just like 3-4 high people at a time. Anyways, long story short. So in my business, the one thing I've learned is the less people pay, the less attention they pay. Simple as that. Okay. And I can only talk to you from my experience. So since I was about 19 years old, I've wanted to become smarter. I wanted to become more successful. And I remember when I was 19 years old, I saw this video of this guy named Tai Lopez. Some of you guys might know him. Some of you guys might not know him. And Tai Lopez is his entrepreneur. He actually bought bodybuilding.com. Okay, let me put it that way. That's how he bought that maybe like a year ago now. You know, bodybuilding.com. He bought bodybuilding.com, you know. And I was about 20. I turned 28 last year. I'll turn 29 next month. And so he bought bodybuilding.com. And so at 19, I found out about him. I saw a YouTube video of him. And he just explained things to me about life and college and dropouts and being rich and books that made me want to join his program, his 67 Steps, which is a phenomenal, phenomenal program, you know, that I paid $67 for that same day. He just spoke to me. And ever since that day, that was like the first time I've ever really invested into, like, I would say, education online, you know? And so ever since then, I've always been taught by him, you need mentors. And so I was never afraid to spend time nor money into a mentor, into a program to benefit me, to better me, you know? And so up to this point, I'd say I'd spent easily up to like 15 grand on courses, on like self-education, you know, personal development. And so there's times where I've gone into debt. There's times where I've put it on a credit card, gone to 3, 4, 5 grand in debt. I've been left with like about $500 in my bank account. But it was all because I'm like, yo, I know for a fact, like if I bet on myself, I can always win. You know, like I know if I bet on myself, I can win. And I know for a fact, when the more you pay, the more attention you pay. The more you pay, the more attention you pay. Simple as that. And so I've paid courses that are like 3 grand, $1,500, $1,200. And they've all amounted to something. They've all have helped me out in some sort of way. And so to me, I always saw that literally the more I pay, the more I'm going to be willing to do what it takes. Because it's not just enough to pay. You have to do the work, obviously. And same thing comes with my program. It's like when you pay for coaching, yeah, you pay for coaching, but you also got to put in the work. And the work is what instills the worth. If you paid for it and you just got the what you wanted, you wouldn't really value it. You know, the most beautiful thing about fitness is that you can't just pay for it. You got to work at it too, you know, because that's what you build. That's how you build the confidence. And that's how you earn the confidence, actually, earn the self-esteem, you know. And so lately with my business, I've been charging a different price because one of my guys that I hire as a coach, he charges the same thing I do. But I remember listening to one of his talks and he's like, a lot of my people, and he's kind of like a little egotistic, but he makes great money. But he's like, a lot of people go into my program, they don't succeed. No, man, maybe like 1% of the people that come into my program actually succeed. And I don't really like that. And so as I've been growing my business, and it's grown a good amount this past couple months, I've also seen a lack of commitment. And I was getting frustrated because I love what I do. I love helping people. That's what I love to do. I love to help people. I love to push people. I love to make people better. But the lack of commitment that I've been seeing in the people that I bring on board, so people can join my program for like $299 a month, right? And or $750 for 3 months, 6 months for $1,299, or $2,000 for the entire year. And the people who paid for 3 months have done extremely better than the people who would just join in for the month. And it dawned on me, like, man, these people are just interested. They're not committed. And to me, I can't stand that, because it's like, man, you're like, number one, you're just fucking wasting money. Number two, it's like, I can't do my job. You understand? I love what I do. I legit love to change somebody's life, but I can't help them if they're not willing to help themselves. Like, I'll give them the constant support of texting them, messaging them, constant everything, even through classes. But I realize that some people are just interested and not really committed to change. And the people who really sign up for like 3 months, at least 3 months, and they pull the trigger right then and there, those are the people who are ready to change. And those are the ones that are going to actually change. And so, you know, I woke up frustrated, because I'm like, man, why are my people not doing what they need to be doing? Because it makes me feel like a bad leader. I'll be honest with you. It makes me feel like a bad leader that I'm not doing something right. But in all reality, like, I can't force anybody to change. I can only lead by example. And I'm doing everything as a leader to lead by example. And so what I've learned and what I'm going to end up doing, you know, is honestly raising my prices back up to what they used to be. You know, I used to train people in person for about either $700 a month or about $1,800 or $2,000 for 3 months. And I'm telling you, when you go to my page and you look at my testimonials, every single one of them paid that amount. And I thought about that yesterday. I'm like, Alex, like, you are doing way more work for less pay. And because I'll be real with you, like, I was like, man, I want to help more people, and I feel like I want to make it a little bit more affordable for people. But then I realized, man, people don't take shit seriously when they don't pay that much. And that's what dawned on me. And I'm like, fuck that shit. They can go fuck themselves. I'm like, no, you're going to fucking pay. A good amount of money, because if you don't, you're not going to pay attention. I've tried it. I've tried to give people a chance, and it doesn't fucking work. So I don't give a fuck. Like, if you can afford me, great. If you can't afford me, too bad. You know? But if you're the person, I will push credit cards. Why? Because I went to credit card debt, and I'm fucking credit card debt free. I don't have any fucking credit card debt, all right? And I have a credit card. I have 3 credit cards, and I use like a couple of them for my business, but I'll pay it off, so I'm fucking good. And the only way I got to this point is by investing back into myself and making myself better. Not by just, you know, like, oh, no, you know, because people fucking use credit cards to buy couches, to buy TVs. So you see what I'm saying? So all in all, this is my business journey. And those listening to me here, I'm just taking you along the ride. You know, and I hope you can learn something from this, that you will be frustrated. You will try to pivot. And I was very frustrated. So I was actually training one of my clients, and she's like, yeah, you look frustrated. I'm like, but this is part of business. This is part of life. It, with anything, like, think about relationships. Sometimes you'll get frustrated with relationships, and you just learn to, like, make it work. Leo, bing a key. You know, you just make it work, and that is what I've always prided myself in, and been the ability to pivot, the ability to make an adjustment, the ability to not dwell on it so much and play the victim. Okay, what do I got to do next? Like, this is a level up. You know, I don't know how much time I got on this podcast, but you know, don't think that the frustration and anger and waking up unhappy is a bad thing. It's not a bad thing. It's almost a call, like, hey, you got to do something. That's the way I look at it. If I ever wake up dissatisfied, angry, unhappy, or just sad, I got to do something. And action cures a lot of those problems. Action, massive action. All right? So go out there and get shit done. Ciao. Thank you.